I just wanted people to respect rap as an art. It's something that really put me where I am. So I'm watching television and I'm looking at the rapping weatherman and I'm watching commercials and everyone's rapping. I'm like, do people really even know where this comes from? It's been around 25 years. And I was like, do they really respect it to the degree I respect it? And that was the first thought. And I just called my friends up and I said, I'd like to interview you, but I'm not going to ask you about the money, the cars, the girls, the jewelry, the beef, the fights, just the craft. And they were like, wow, no one ever asks us those questions. They're like, you got it, Ice. And that was, the seed was planted right there. And
so you go around the United States, you essentially open up your address book and you go from coast to coast talking to a lot of rappers. I think you said you got this sort of list of 15 questions that you put to all of them. And one question in particular was what you mentioned, which is, why does rap not get the respect that, say, jazz or the blues does? I mean, what do you think the answer is to that?
The answer is it's too new. And it's also a counterculture. It's a culture like punk or metal. It's a culture that doesn't want respect. It kind of runs against the establishment. So the question, it's almost like a trick question. It's like, who do you want respect from? Because it's respected in its own community. It's respected by the hip-hop lovers and the people that love the music. They love it to death. But who are we waiting to get respect from? And that will happen with time. A good example of it is, I've been making records for 20 years, so now I walk into the CEO of a established Fortune 500 company, and a guy will go, oh, my God, it's Ice-T. You know, I went to college. I listened to your records for a whole summer. Or, you know, you can go into Parliament, and the guy will go, now, because of the time has changed, this kid that's now sitting on the Parliament is like, yo, I used to go to Public Enemy concerts. So what happens is, as the establishment starts to change and time goes by, the mainstream will respect it because the mainstream will be...
Has grown up and
become, you know, and I even said in the United States, I said, I think hip-hop actually had a lot to do with putting Barack Obama in the presidency because the people who voted for him, their minds were opened up 30 years ago, 20 years ago by rap. And you know, the white kids that really said, you know what, we're going to start really looking at the character of people versus their skin color were the ones that put him in the White House because black people only make up 10% of the United States. So white people voted Barack in. Music is one of the greatest things to join people together. I think it had a lot to do with it.